we're living in a world, and it's kind of strange to think about it sometimes, where our homes are getting like smarter by the minute, right?
Yeah.
Like, smart fridges, smart thermostats. I mean, they even have smart toasters now. Like, you name it, there's probably a smart version of it out there.
Right.
But, and I don't know about you, but I know I've done this a bunch of times. How often do you find yourself just clicking agree on those privacy settings?
Yeah.
You're not even really looking at what you're signing up for.
It's the place we pay for convenience.
Yeah. Yeah.
We want our homes to be these like havens of comfort and efficiency and all that. And then I think maybe we gloss over what it takes to actually make that happen.
And those details, well, they can be important,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to something like our privacy. We're diving into some research today. This is from CHI 2020, so pretty recent research.
Uh-huh.
And the paper is called All-in-One, User Perceptions on Centralized IoT Privacy Settings.
Okay.
It's basically about how people actually interact with the privacy settings on their smart home devices.
I see.
Like, what do people really want to know when they're making those decisions?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it can be, like you said, you just want to click agree and get it over with.
Totally.
So, like, what do people really want to know?
What are they actually looking for?
Well, the researchers in this study, they started with a really practical problem, one that I think a lot of us, if we stop and think about it, we can relate to,
yeah.
which is just the idea of managing all these privacy settings. And not for just one device, but across a ton of different devices.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, think about it. I mean, each smart device, like, it often comes with its own app.
Right.
They've all got their own menus, their own, like, privacy jargon. It's just a lot.
Oh, it's overwhelming.
It can get really overwhelming really quickly.
Yeah. I can barely keep track of, like, my email inbox, let alone a dozen different privacy dashboards for all the, you know, appliances in my house.
For sure.
So how did this research try to address that?
They wanted to see if there was a better way to present that kind of information.
Okay.
To users.
Okay.
So they wouldn't just see it and their eyes would glaze over, you know.
Right.
So they had these three levels of detail.
Okay.
They tested them out.
Okay.
The first one was minimal. You just saw the name of the sensor. So, like, you know, fridge, content, camera, and that's it.
Okay. I'm already a little creeped out. Like, I get it. There's a camera in my fridge.
Right.
But what is it actually doing? Who's seeing my leftover lasagna situation in there? Is that being broadcast?
Oh, exactly.
Like, I need to know.
And that's why they also tested what they called a medium level of detail.
Okay.
And this one, basically, it gave a very brief explanation alongside the name.
Okay.
So in the case of your lasagna, it might say fridge content camera shows fridge contents in the mobile app.
Okay.
Something like that.
That's a little better. At least I know my late night snacking habits aren't going out to the whole internet.
Right, exactly.
But what about the third option? Did they go full on like privacy lawyer with just a wall of text?
Yeah, you're not far off. That was a detailed option. And it really was about giving you the full picture. So you would have like pop-up windows. They would explain why that sensor needs that kind of access, what happens if you turn it off, and who specifically has access to the data.
Okay.
No more guessing games with that one.
Honestly, my first thought is that most people would just find that way too complicated. Like, do people really want that level of detail? Or do they just want things to work and they don't want to have to think too much about it?
Right. That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, are we really that concerned? And that's actually what makes this research so interesting. So they took 15 people.
Okay.
Sort of a pretty small group.
Yeah.
But it's enough to get some initial insights. And they had them use prototype apps that used each of those three levels of detail.
Okay.
And here's a really interesting part. Not a single person, not one.
Wow.
Felt like that minimal information was enough.
Really?
Everyone wanted more. They wanted more context.
Whoa.
To feel like they were more in control of their data.
I have to admit, that surprises me. I would have thought that, yeah, given the option, most people would just go with the simplest, even if it meant, yeah, they don't really know all the details.
Right.
So it sounds like people are actually paying attention.
Yeah.
So people want more information about their smart home privacy settings. But, like, did the research say whether they wanted all the nitty-gritty details or just, like, a little more than just fridge content camera?
Yeah, that's where it gets really interesting. Yeah. So you had that medium level, right?
Right.
Which is just a short explanation.
Yeah.
And that made about a third of the people happy. But a whole two-thirds actually preferred the full detailed version.
Wow, two-thirds. That seems pretty high.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people that really want to know what's going on with their data.
It seems like they do.
It really does challenge this assumption, I think, that we all just click through that stuff.
Right.
Without even thinking about it.
Totally. And It makes sense if you think about it. I mean, there's been so much more awareness.
That's true.
About data privacy in general.
Yeah.
People want to feel more in control, even if it takes a little extra work.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just about how much information they were getting. It's also about how that data is being used.
Yeah.
Like, one of the things that came up was this idea of rule-based settings, which I thought was really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Rule-based settings. What does that even mean? Like, I don't know, setting a bedtime for my smart speaker.
Not exactly. Although I kind of like that idea.
Right.
But no, it's more about setting rules for when a sensor is allowed to collect and share data. So, for example, maybe you restrict that fridge camera to only work during the day.
Okay.
Or, you know, your smart speaker only stores your voice commands for 24 hours, and then it automatically deletes them.
Okay, so it's like, I'm okay with you having some of my data, but only under these conditions.
Exactly. These are my terms.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that also highlights, again, the need for those privacy interfaces to be, you know, they need to empower people, not just overwhelm them.
Right, right.
And there's also this idea of status communication that the study touched on.
Status communication. So like a little notification that pops up.
Kind of. It's more about giving you clear feedback about what your devices are actually sharing in real time.
Okay.
So you might have like a dashboard on your phone, and it shows you at a glance which sensors are active, what they're transmitting.
Okay. That makes sense. No more guessing games. Right. But, you know, this research was from 2020.
Yeah.
So it's been a few years. Have things really changed that much? Like, do we have more control over our data now than we used to?
That's a tough one to answer, really. Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, yeah, there's definitely more awareness now than there was back then, I think.
Yeah.
We've got things like GDPR in Europe.
Right.
There are more conversations happening about...
about, like, VPNs these days.
Right. Exactly.
Like, it's not just a techie thing anymore.
It's mainstream.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the number of devices that are collecting data has just exploded.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not just smart homes. It's wearables, connected cars. They even have smart toys now.
They do. It's crazy.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there have been some positive changes. But honestly, I think for a lot of people, this whole privacy thing, it still feels really overwhelming.
Right.
And as we get more and more of these devices, it's probably just going to get more complicated.
Okay. So what do we do about that? Like, how do we bridge that gap between what we know people want, you know, more transparency, more control with this like ever-growing world of smart homes?
Well, this study talked about a few things. And one that really stood out to me was this idea of a privacy assistant.
A privacy assistant. What is that? Like some kind of AI butler for all my data?
Well, imagine this. Instead of trying to figure out all those privacy settings yourself.
Right. Which, yeah.
You have this AI.
Yeah.
And it does it for you.
Okay.
It learns what you care about. It understands your values. And it actually makes those decisions on your behalf.
So it's like a digital guardian angel for my data.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, but it, like realistically, how would something like that even work?
Well, the study brought it up more as a concept. It wasn't a real thing yet.
Okay.
But to really work, it would have to be built with transparency in mind.
Right.
People would have to trust that this AI is really on their side.
Yeah, because otherwise it just feels like, I don't know. I'd just be handing over my data to another company.
Right, exactly.
And probably one that I don't even see and I don't even understand.
Right, exactly. The study also mentioned this idea of visitor privacy, which I think is a really interesting thing to consider.
Oh, yeah, because then it becomes like less about just me and my data.
Right.
And more about like what happens when I have people over.
Exactly. And like, yeah. How do you even begin to navigate
that? Right. It's like, come on in, but first sign this like data sharing agreement.
Right.
It's a little strange to think about, like, how much do we have to tell our guests about what our devices are doing?
Yeah. And how do you find that balance, right?
Right.
Between what you're comfortable with and then also respecting the privacy of your guests.
Right. And those are questions I think we're all going to have to deal with more and more. As, you know, as our homes get smarter. So we've gone from, like, trying to decode our privacy settings to now we're talking about AI assistants that, like, run our digital lives for us. It's kind of a lot.
It is a lot. And it's happening so fast, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we used to think about privacy as this thing that we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
We make our own choices. We decide what to share.
Right, right.
But when your house is part of that whole equation,
yeah,
and then you throw AI in the mix, it gets messy.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's like, how do you even, I don't know, set boundaries in that world.
Yeah.
And it made me think about those rule-based settings we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe that's at least a step in the right direction.
Right.
It gives people a little more control, even if they don't have that, like, dedicated AI privacy person.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Because with those rule-based settings, you're not just flicking a switch on or off, you know.
Right.
You're setting the terms, like we were saying before.
Yeah. You can have this data, but only if.
Exactly. And that feels more powerful to me personally than just having some AI decide.
Right. Because then you're still kind of in the driver's seat.
Exactly. Even with all this fancy technology, we still want to feel like we have some say in the matter.
Right? Well, yeah, because ultimately, isn't it all about like having that control, having that transparency? People just want to know what's happening with their information.
Exactly. They want to know who has access to it. How is it being used?
Right.
It shouldn't be a secret.
And they want to be able to, you know, make choices that actually align with how they feel about those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the really encouraging thing that we saw in this research is that people are ready to do the work. They're not okay just blindly clicking agrees anymore.
It's like there's this whole, it's like a digital literacy movement or something.
Yes.
And people are realizing, wait a minute, I have rights even in my own home.
Exactly.
And they're starting to demand more from the companies that are, you know, making all this technology.
100%. This is a conversation we should have been having all along.
Right.
And the more connected our homes become, the more important it's going to get.
Well, I think that's a great place to maybe start to wrap things up. We've covered so much ground today.
We really have.
Talking about, like, you know, basic privacy settings, then it's AI assistants. We even got into visitor privacy, which is a whole other thing.
Yeah. It's a lot to think about.
It is. But if there's one thing I hope people take away from this, it's that knowledge really is power in this case.
It really is.
The more we understand about how all this technology works, the better decisions we can make for ourselves.
Couldn't agree more.
So, until next time, everybody, stay curious, stay informed, and I guess most importantly, stay in control of your data. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.